Meet you out in the cemetery.
Beaver Believers Unite. Pro-Rionic Children of the Night. Do not attempt to change the channel or the pond water you swim in.
Welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver, coming to you today again from lovely, rainy, drenching, wet Beaverton, Oregon.
Yeah!
And here with us today is...
Dave from California. What's up, everybody? What's up, Ted?
Not too much, Dave. Not too much at all. Just kind of staying dry. Looking forward to... the rest of the week here that's ahead of us, and
yes,
all sorts of other stuff.
I hear you, Ted. It's going to be a fun week.
Yeah, it definitely is going to be. I'm still, curing the hangover from the weekend.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, that's okay.
It was a brutal weekend, but I made it through a little bit weaker and a little sicker.
There's an old saying, whatever doesn't kill you will only make you stronger. So I don't know if that applies to alcohol intake too, but in this case, why don't we just say yeah? Right.
All
now,
right.
You're gearing up for a big weekend coming up. So
yes, big weekend. Oh yeah, this upcoming weekend too. I'm gonna see my very first OSU Beaver football game.
Oh yeah,
I've seen them on. Go ahead.
I was actually kind of alluding to Halloween, but.
Oh yes, that
that's
is
gonna be
true. Halloween there too.
But there is football.
Yeah, but it will be my first game I've ever attended. So I've never seen an OSU sporting event in my life besides on TV. So this is going to be exciting for me, and we're going to tailgate. Oh, 9 yards tailgate in the rain or whatever weather comes our way.
Nice, that works.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting, and you want to play a little bit more music this week, you know, pick up the jams a bit more, play a little bit more muzak on my behalf. I've been kind of slacking on the muzak recently, but
really
want to get back in the swing of playing more.
Good for you, Ted.
Yeah, it's kind of hard when you have a timely beaver to take care of.
That beaver is very high maintenance. You're the janitor of the beaver.
I am the janitor of the beaver, and Halloween is vastly approaching with all the spooks and specters, and Treehouse of Horror number 16.
Oh, I watched that the other night. They had the shinning on.
The shinning?
Yeah, that was a good episode. I love that one.
TV and no beer make Homer go something.
Make Homer something, something. You know, go crazy. Don't wonder I do.
Right on.
Good
right
stuff,
on,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. But they just keep them coming. I mean, I don't know if they're going to have it. This would be the Treehouse of Horrors, like 15 or something like that. So
I think this is 16 this year because the first season they didn't have one.
Oh, that's right, huh?
So I think it actually airs the Sunday after Halloween, which is a little strange.
That's true,
but
huh? They always do it a little bit later.
Yeah, but that's all right. It blesses us with Halloween horrors for years to come.
Oh, thank God for the Simpsons.
Oh, definitely. Oh,
yeah, they really gear up for that. And, I mean, Ted, what is your favorite Treehouse of Horrors? Which one?
Ooh. Treehouse of Horror. Gosh. There's so
Tough
many
question,
good ones.
Huh?
I think I like the one with the monkey's paw. Or the
that was
Evil
very
Krusty. I think that's the same one that has the Evil Krusty doll.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of which one is my favorite one. There are so many good ones. Like the one where Homer went 3D and went to kind of that Tron-like
Oh yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. That was really good too. And then of course the chinning was really good, but I think my favorite one was one of the best ones was where Homer sold his soul for donuts. Really good. That was a good episode. And then the one where it was called Terror at 20 Feet, where there's old Gremlin. And
oh, yeah. Of,
but that was a great episode. So, I don't know. Too many great Simpsons episodes to count. So
yeah, there definitely is. And I'll have to put a few little clips in sporadically to flavor the show.
Oh, definitely so. But yeah, so. So
actually, since we are on the topic of Halloween and such, why don't we do a ghost story, Dave?
All right,
just
Ted.
Right off the bat, just kick right into it, full gear.
Let's
do it. No holds barred. All right,
let's do it. No Tom DeLay, no Judith Miller. We'll just do a creepy ghost story.
Damn right. Even though they're creepy enough.
Exactly.
You know, they should come out with Harriet Myers Halloween mask.
That would be great. That would be awesome. Man. Or a Tom DeLay mask would be awesome,
just
too.
Just dark, dark mascara under the eye for Myers. Well,
you know, Rick, I saw Rick tonight, and he gets the Chronicle, and one of the cartoonists there, the caricature, has a caricature of Harriet Myers, and she looks like a lemur. The way, like, you know, her face is set up, so they had this one cartoon of her, like, you know, it's big eyes, and like she looks like this nocturnal creature, and it's so funny, you know. And but I really cannot say enough about how corrupt, how just inept and just terrible this is. But let's go to a fictitious ghost story. We already have a real
freak spook show and horror show on our hands, so
yeah, exactly.
Okay, ready? Intro music. Kick it off, get the theme going, and... As Jim Brad lay dying, his wife left him with the nurse and went into the next room to rest. She sat in the dark, staring into the night. Suddenly, Miss Brad saw headlights speeding up the driveway. Oh no, she thought, I don't want visitors now, not now! But it wasn't a car bringing in a visitor. It was an old hearse, with maybe a half dozen small men hanging from the sides. At least that's what they look like. The hearse screeched to a stop. The men jumped off and stared up at her, their eyes glowing with a soft yellow light, like cat's eyes. She watched with horror as they disappeared into the house. An instant later, they were back, lifting something into the hearse. Then they drove off at a high speed, wheels screeching, and the gravel in the driveway flying in all directions. At that very moment, the nurse came in, shaking Miss Brand, and told her that her husband had died. Is this Myers? Is this Halliburton?
This good old lady. I am Chaney Jane.
I am... Radio without Howard Stern.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that keeps moving.
The first generation iPod. another spooky ghost story brought to you by the Timely Beaver. Gotta love that beaver.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta double up on that beaver tip. You know what I mean?
The beaver.
The beaver indeed. Yeah. So, let's take a little turn here, Dave, and go. Let's play our musical guest for tonight.
Sure, let's do that, Ted.
And we have with us today, we have VPR coming to us from Washington, D.C. Here is VPR with A Little Space to Breathe, brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network. Find them at music.podshow.com. And... enjoy!
Some say you're better, think you're fucking cool. You think you're single failures, that's a different rule. Nothing ever changes, what the fuck's the deal? A little face is all I need, a little of the brain. Some things, you gotta
Oh, Dave, that was a good, nice punk tune. I love it.
Man.
A little hardcore.
You've been sitting in a punk for how many years now?
Way too many. I think I was weaned on it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I was talking to Rick about all the old shows, you know, tonight at dinner and just the good times there. Like, going to the old, like, you know, they just played it all the, I mean, the teen centers and, like, the nightclubs and everything. I mean, it was fun watching them. We were pretty much, like, their groupies.
Yes, we were their male groupies. That's kind of sad, but yes, we were.
But we brought girls, too.
Oh, yeah, once in a while. Once in a while, we brought some hotties. Try to populate the punk crowd with a little bit of estrogen.
Yep, I remember that. I'll never forget that fight that I saw. I think, yeah, you were with me when there was, like, the skinhead went out, like, there was a bunch of Nazi, or, like, Nazi skinheads in that one show we went to.
Oh, yeah, all those gutter punks?
Yeah, all the gutter punks were there, and, like, it was major drama, but I knew there was going to be drama because the guy ahead of us was just like, you know, he wanted to get in the mosh pit with those Nazis, and he turned his baseball cap around and just went in there and started wailing on everyone, and then out, and then the music in the band stopped, and then, like, next thing you knew, like, you know, they're like, all right, the show's over, and the gutter punks went outside, but man, gutter punks are a problem.
Yeah, those guys were definitely trouble, to say the least. Man.
Seriously.
And that's something that is a pet peeve indeed.
I agree, Ted.
Well,
gutter punks are awesome. I mean, I love, like, the legit punks, you know, but man, these gutter punk Nazi skinheads are just a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, man. Gotta clean them up, wipe them out. And yep, I think I have another pet peeve here for you, Dave.
What's that, Ted?
What's that? Hangovers after drinking too much. That's definitely a pet peeve.
I hear you, buddy. I hear you. It's funny. The thing that pleases is the alcohol the night before, but the pet peeve is the next morning. So
That's philosophical, Dave. That's like a catch 22.
Seriously. I mean, that's a double whammy. You get your pet peeve, and you get your thing that pleases. So I don't know.
Oh, it totally is, but
maybe I shouldn't wax philosophical so much, but that's the way I feel, and I think you can relate right now, Ted.
Oh yeah. Couple things that are kinda rubbing me, but I won't mention them right now. Yeah, that's a whole personal matter. So
I gotcha.
we'll
leave that one alone.
Yeah. But you mentioned earlier something about, we were talking before the show about times that we had back at Kona Kai and different things that we were doing back there. And do you want to elaborate or discuss that with everyone?
Sure, Ted. We used to play ping pong tennis out on the tennis courts back when I worked there. And after Ted left, you know, I was, you know, locking the club up, and when it got real slow, you know, I'd lock the doors, and Kona Kai is a pretty nice place, and so they have like 6 tennis courts, so we'd you know, we get a couple rackets and grab a, you know, a bunch of tennis balls, and just basically the rules of the game were the same as table tennis, you know, so it's like you rally and serve and all that stuff, and I mean, it was pretty cool. I mean, get your, you know, it's not hot out because it's like 9 o'clock at night, so you got exercise that way, you know. Occasionally, I don't know if we ever just cracked a cold one afterwards, but that sounds mighty good.
Yeah, those were great times. I also remember the way that we came up with this ping pong tennis that we kind of invented was we used to play ping pong on our breaks out there as well, and
that's right,
ping pong and foosball, and we'd have foosball. Oh, and it was fun. They had the great games. They just needed a dartboard so you could hurt someone.
I know.
I don't know. Something like that.
But yeah, and then we had basketball out there and shuffleboard. We played water polo sometimes. Like, it was just, basically it was like a sports camp.
Yeah, it kind of was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So,
good times.
Yeah. Oh, good times indeed. And some other good times come to us today from the Timely Beaver, or the original Timely Beaver, as we like to deem it here.
Yeah.
Because it was the original 10 shows back when it was a sketch comedy performance on a thing that was just totally kick-ass and awesome. And, well, what we have for you today from the original Timely Beaver shows is Attack of the Insecure Clones. This was from the very first Timely Beaver, back before we knew what the fuck we were doing. So sit back, relax, get confused, and totally enjoy it. Here is Attack of the Insecure Clones.
Oh, crap, it's Mr. Druid. Oh, God, he probably wants us to take over Mars or something stupid.
Hey, insecure clones, I want you to destroy Earth now. Na-na.
Na-na. Oh, my God, he wants us to take over Earth. They have girls on Earth.
I know, and some wear bikinis.
Yes, they wear bikinis, and some, I heard they even have sex. No way. This is, I'm blown away. This is scary. How are we going to take over Earth? I mean, we're not like real clones.
We could pollute them with solar rays.
Oh, solar wind. We can take that. Oh, no, that's...
But solar wind chaps my skin.
God, you know, we're just a bunch of pussies. We're insecure clones. Call them back.
Okay.
What is it?
Mr. Druid, they have girls on Earth, and we don't know how to talk to girls.
Well, you better learn. Beef up your macho pants and strap on some balls and get down there and destroy Earth, you slag!
Nah.
Nah.
Oh, that always makes me laugh, hearing that old stuff. And
isn't that crazy, the old skits?
Yeah, I remember the first show, me and my buddy Mike, we did the whole show off the top of our head. We had nothing written, nothing done, and we did a whole half-hour show of just
really?
Improv it comedy all... sketches. But after that, we decided it would be better if we probably prepped and wrote stuff out beforehand.
Yeah, things are a little more fluid then, but...
Yeah, definitely are. The improving was fine, but it just... kind of went off on tangents, and we realized we have to roll back into a story at some point.
Exactly. So, but yeah, that's crazy. I mean, the evolution of the Time of Beaver.
It definitely is crazy. Yeah. Oh, nothing's more crazy than a girl who turns into a lesbian, Dave.
I agree, Ted. So here we have with us again, our guest is VPR from the album Moral Assault. We have, as Ted mentioned, my girl turned into a lesbian.
My girl turned into a lesbian! Is there something wrong with me? She says I'm no good when I'm giving in. She doesn't want me in a bed! My girl watches porn run around! I'm not getting it! I'm not kidding! When I lick a clit, now my brain is in a vice. My girl says she likes girls, I just can't deal with it. My girl watches porn run around. I'm not getting it, not kidding. Don't wanna fuck shit, I wanna talk. I'm not getting light, not kidding.
That's so good.
Kick your hands in the air and make the devil sign. Oh, yeah.
And wave them like you just don't care.
Wave them like I just don't care, indeed. Well, Dave, I think we've come to the end of another successful Timely Beaver.
Yes, we have, Ted.
And I'd like
thank
to
you
think...
and...
Oh, thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
And thank all of you for listening. And remember, we...
Yeah,
We'd love to hear some from you guys and a little bit of feedback. If you have any, anyways, feel free to get in contact with us here at the Timely Beaver. Yes. TimelyBeaver@gmail.com. And you can also call us on our voicemail line, which is
206-222-2328 or 206-222-BEAV for those of you who would rather spell out Beaver. And also, we have one other website to mention, Ted. That would be from www.timelybeaver.com. We've got VPR as our guest tonight, and they could be found at www.vprdc.com. Go check them out. They're punk. They rock.
Yes, they definitely do rock, and you can find all those links and all that information at timelybeaver.com. And I want to thank you all again for listening, and until next time.
Good night.
Should I do that? Just be like, Beaver Believer out. Should I be totally gay?
I'd be like, hey, Ted.
What, Dave? What?
Beaver Believer out.
But you know what's in.
What in, Ted?
The steak smell pussies in.
Oh, gosh.